tuned for more thrilling radio theater right after this urgent message to listeners young and old.
This Uru Theater segment is brought to you by Jurassic Universe, Oregon's most innovative theme park.
I thought we had to change the name.
That's easy. We can vox in any changes.
Bring the whole family down for an adventure that you won't forget. Here at Jurassic Universe, we have first-rate rides and refreshments, and we have a unique zoo of genetically engineered creatures in our geodesic biodome, where the prehistoric becomes revisioned by the fantastical future.
More like the past fucked in the fart hole by the fantastical future, a fucking genetic modification.
Shh. At Jurassic Universe, we offer education, edification, entertainment, and a chance to see living things that never before lived in this age. Excitement and wonder and unforgettable times in the garden that time forgot. We're a 1.5 hour drive south of Portland.
That sounded more like one half than one and a half.
One for Oregon's most fantastic theme park.
Shit. Even if you do 90 on I-5 and tear ass on the back roads, it's not an hour and a half.
That doesn't matter. We'll get them to the exit. We'll make sure there's plenty of signage once they're off. Most of them won't turn back.
Anyway, people, that's just a mock-up. We can change any of the variables and easily generate the advertising you need, whether it's radio, print media, or even television. Once you people figure out what you're calling this place...
Hi there, listener. Come in. You're late. Let me fill you in on what is happening. Since you opted for this cheaper entertainment device that lacks pictures, thus leaving you blind, let me explain that we are around a big table in the conference room at, well, as you know. We haven't decided on what to call this place quite yet.
We can't finalize anything until you people come up with a name.
That depends. Do we know which names Universal Studios will let us use?
Jurassic anything is a definite no.
That's why we should call it Triassic Park. It sounds similar enough to Jurassic.
Similar enough, they might not let us use that either.
I think we should go with Cretaceous Park.
Cretaceous? It doesn't sound drastic enough.
Yeah, but that's when you had the best dinosaurs. Triassic is just a bunch of amphibians, bugs, and trilobites in some Mesozoic shit swamp.
I'm with you. The Cretaceous was more badass than the Jurassic. Fuck, even T-Rex didn't live in the Jurassic. He lived in the Cretaceous.
Cretaceous doesn't have the same ring. No one will know what it is or even how to pronounce it.
But at least Universal won't jackboot us with their lawyers over it, like calling it Triassic Park.
At least you don't think they will. But how do you know? How do you know they haven't gotten copyright on the entire Mesozoic?
Well, we can't deal with a lawsuit. Do we want to call it Cretaceous or something else? Let's take a vote.
And that was how it began. Cretaceous Park. Formerly the Enchanted Wonder Garden Amusement Park. A few rusted rides, a couple of concession booths, and something else. Uncle Monty had bought up the land to set up a lab, and since the park was already there...
The old park? I was thinking we'd dismantle it, Sven.
Why do that, Monty? We can fix it up. Use it as a way to generate income and to show off what we're doing.
That's right. Think of it, Monty. We could turn this into a first-rate spectacle, and at the same time, we'd be promoting the future of the company.
We even drafted a business plan. Take a look.
Interesting.
Even if it doesn't make much money at first, it's also educational. We get the kids excited about the company.
The company has already lost a whole generation to the protesters. We need to capture the next generation, or they'll outlaw all of this, just like Europe.
Well, then, you think this thing could really take?
Sure.
Fine, Sven, Jill. I think corporate will go along. You guys keep up the good work. And what are you calling it?
Cretaceous Park.
Cree what?
I wanted to go Triassic, But with those assholes at Universal Studios, we couldn't risk it.
A dinosaur theme. Kids eat up that shit.
Really? Dinosaurs?
Sure, Monty. Weren't you into dinosaurs when you were a kid?
Not really, but you've got dinosaurs?
Of course not. We're scientists, not time travelers. But it will have this. The Garden of Unearthly Delights.
A wall slides back to reveal a window that looks into a jungle landscape. A pair of large reptilian creatures with rhino horns are on the other side of the glass.
A look into the geodesic biodome.
What the? Are those dinosaurs? I thought you said...
Not quite. We call them faux dinos. Those guys are genetically engineered from a rhinoceros and an iguana.
We've cooked up plenty of other wonders.
This is amazing. Anyway, I must be going and... Who's this at the door?
That's our marketing executive. Come in, Corey.
Hi, you guys. Sven, Jill.
And this is Uncle Monty from corporate. You can tell from his fancy suit.
Got to keep Uncle Monty happy or... No more money.
You brainiacs are too much. I'm out of here.
So, Corey, what's up?
I've got the sign done. Here's the prototype. Dade's putting the first one up at the Chernoff. Black iron letters with white center. A more primal version of the Jurassic font.
That looks nice.
Mind if I ask you something?
Who? Me or Jill?
Both of you. Are you really bringing dinosaurs to life?
Well, no. We'd need live dinosaur tissue to do that. No way we can get that.
Not real dinosaurs. We create our own genetically engineered creatures combined from other creatures. And some of them might remind you of dinosaurs.
Live dinosaurs? Not robots. You guys are amazing.
Meanwhile, at the dock to one side, Dade signs in for another delivery.
This one is late. What have we got?
Nothing too big this time, just some spider in a box.
Spider? Let's take a look.
Not like what we usually bring you, just a big fucking spider.
She looks like a Phoenotria, better known as a Brazilian wandering spider. I wouldn't put my hand in there.
What the hell are we doing with it? That thing's 100 times more deadly than a black widow.
Just get it off my truck.
Sven must have had some idea for it. But shit, that thing is a monster. I hope he doesn't get too carried away.
Okay, listener, hopefully you're able to follow things so far. It's a couple of months later. The opening date for Cretaceous Park moves ever closer. A couple of the rides are fixed, but really, will anyone care about that when there's the Garden of Unearthly Delights, the land that time forgot, the geodesic biodome at the center of Cretaceous Park?
For the radio listeners out there, let me describe it. It's a huge dome, several hundred meters high at the middle. Many observation platforms run along much of its base, and let me tell you, it didn't come cheap. We had to pay.
Spare us the details. Let's just say one can see it from a couple miles away, as Leah does as she pulls up the drive and into the parking lot. She climbs out of her car and walks quickly towards the lab area.
What is it, Leah?
You need to go with Corey and fix the sign. Some of the letters have fallen.
I'll get it on the video feed right now.
The P in park slipped upside down. The T and the A got reversed. And the U at the end of Cretaceous?
Got it here. You're right. The U is upside down. Looks like Cretan's dark. The wind must have done that. And look at that. Are we expecting anyone today?
Not that I know of.
Maybe these are our first customers.
But we don't open for another week and a half.
They look at the image on the screen from the video camera across from the sign at the turnoff. An SUV is at the road, stopped at the turnoff. Why don't we go inside the SUV to see what's going on?
Look, Elspeth, there's the sign! C-R-E, the A and the T are upside down. We better tell them the sign needs repairs. I told you this was the right way.
I thought we were lost, Bardrick.
Oh, we're never lost with Lord Jesus looking over us. This must be the turn. Look, okay, everyone, we're almost there.
How are the little ones doing, Evangeline?
They're all watching their Bible videos, Mommy.
Oh, we're probably too late to see the exhibits today. We'll have to wait until the morning.
Are you sure that was the right sign, Bard?
Oh, now you saw the sign, Elspeth. Creationist Park.
I don't think that's what it said.
Oh, now some of the letters are messed up, but it looked like Creationist Park. That's the way the Lord wants it, and they'll need to fix the sign.
I guess you're right.
They ride in silence for several minutes, Bardrick, Elspeth, and their six children. Eventually, the SUV reaches the mostly empty parking lot. They pull up near the front entrance. A man and a woman await them.
Our first visitors, Dade.
What do we tell them, Leah? They're 10 days too early.
No, they came all this way. Let's give them a grand tour. They'll be our beta testers. See if we need to tweak anything.
Shouldn't you run it by Sven and Uncle Monty?
Sven? Sven's not my boss. Hi there, travelers. Welcome to the park. My name's Leah. This is Dade.
Hello. I'm Bardrick James, and this is my wife, Elspeth.
I see you brought the whole family.
Well, not many people here today.
Well, no. We don't officially open until the end of next week. But we can show you around.
Not open? End of next week? But I spoke to Reverend Ellsworth over the phone. Now, he assures me that y'all were...
Come in. That's no problem. There's restroom facilities over there. Concession booths aren't open, but there's a staff kitchen in the back.
This way, children. Who needs to use the potty?
You are actually our first visitors. The rides are turned off, but we can show you what makes Cretaceous Park special.
First visitors? You mean for this summer?
No, the old park closed down decades ago, but we have it completely fixed up.
The old park closed down? Now, Reverend Ellsworth didn't say anything about that.
Well, that person obviously has no clue what he's talking about. Who's this Ellsworth fellow?
The Reverend. I spoke to him over the phone when I made the reservations. We had a very nice talk.
There is certainly no Reverend here at Cretaceous Park, and no reservations until the end of next week.
That doesn't sound right. I spoke to him on the phone 2 weeks ago. Dear Lord, what is that thing?
Radio listener, since you can't see what he's pointing at, I will describe it to you. A reptilian animal the size of a pony, with a very long neck and a small head with knob antlers. The creature, in a pen at the far side of the Welcome Center, glances over at them.
What does it look like?
It looks like a dinosaur.
A sauropod, to be more precise.
No, but it can't be a dinosaur. Dinosaurs don't exist.
That's correct. It's not a dinosaur. Dinosaurs don't exist, at least not anymore.
Unless you consider that birds are dinosaurs.
That's crazy. Birds are birds, not dinosaurs. But that thing, it looks alive.
It is alive.
It's one of our genetic modifications, part Komodo dragon and part giraffe. Not a live dinosaur, but something quite similar.
Where did it come from?
It came from here. We made it in the lab.
But that's not right. Only God creates life. I need to call Reverend Ellsworth.
No, people having sex normally create life, but in this case, we helped it along with genetic engineering.
Bardrick!
Elspeth!
Over there, in that glass case, it's alive! Cover your eyes, children. Cover your eyes. It's alive!
Her face is bone white in fear as she points a shaking finger at a glass case. Inside, a snake with a tiny goat's face and horns slithers closer to the glass and sticks out its forked tongue with a tiny bleat.
Pretty freaky, isn't it? Part snake and part goat.
It's the devil incarnate. It's just pure evil. No! No! Close your eyes, children. Everyone, hold on to each other. This way, to the door, to the door. Hurry!
They certainly left in a hurry.
I think they had the wrong place. They wanted Creationist Park.
Creationist Park? What's that?
You know, the religious theme park. Next exit up I-5.
A religious theme park?
You know, 6,000-year-old world, the evolution hoax, maybe even a dinosaur ride to give the kids the experience of the good old days when early man rode and fought dinosaurs.
One exit over? I thought those places were in the south. Sven? Jill? Did you know about this creationist park?
A fundy freak park here? No, I did not.
As an atheist and a scientist, I would prefer not to know that sort of place exists 1,000 miles from here.
But the place does exist. One exit and one county over. Creationist Fun Park was one of a chain of Christian-themed franchised amusement centers for brainwashing impressionable youth, discrediting evolution, and promoting family values and not homosexuality like Disney World and countless others.
Are you serious, Baldrick? That's what you saw?
It was pure evil, Reverend Ellsworth.
Please call me Abner.
It was more than pure evil. They put it in there to ensnare good Christians trying to come here. They are out to destroy you, Reverend Ellsworth, and put this place, your life's work, out of business.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time liberal government thugs would try to do that to me.
You need to understand, Reverend. We all saw it there. Didn't we, Baldrick? The devil made flesh on this world. The devil! He sits there and runs the whole thing!
Oh, we did see it all. We did see it. We did all of us see it. He looked like a serpent, but his face... It was no ordinary snake. It was the face of Lucifer. Show them the picture, Elspeth. That you took with your phone.
Mommy? Daddy? Can we go back to the other place and look at those funny animals?
Now quiet while the adults are talking. Quiet or I will spank you.
They've poisoned the minds of our children, Reverend. The evil of the place is so strong, it will lure them in. The young and innocent and pure, lured into its evil like moss to a light bulb. Look at the picture on my phone.
It's just a blur. I can't make out anything. Just what one would expect if this thing was the spawn of Satan. Ambrose, look at this.
For those of you who are listening on the radio and can't see the image on the cell phone taken of the goat snake, it is blurry. No clear details. Whether this is because of the satanic nature of the creature or because the unsteadiness of the photo taker, that would depend on your disposition towards fantastical religious beliefs.
They're not fooling, Abner. I got it on the computer. It's like they've put up an anti-creationist park just half an hour drive from here.
You can't let them get away with this, Reverend.
Gather up some security staff and let's investigate. We might have to raise awareness about this assault on our religious freedoms. Start a protest.
Go ahead. Ask him, Baldrick.
Abner?
What is it, Baldrick?
Can we come along? We know how to get there.
We can find it all right if you want to stay here.
No, we want to come along. We've never been to a protest before. We don't live near Planned Parenthood, so we never had a chance to take part in something like this.
We want to take our belief in Jesus to the next level. Reverend, how can one claim to believe if they are not willing to fight for that belief?
Well,
we could use all the help we can get, Abner.
Okay, Baldrick, Elspeth, you can join us. Your kids can stay in the daycare.
That's not fair. We want to go back to the other place, and Mommy and Daddy don't like that place, but we have to stay here and they get to go back.
And there they go. Right now, all you can hear is music, because this is one of those montage scenes where the Reverend gathers up more troops, and then a dozen of them take off in two white SUVs. leaving a few of the wives to help watch the many children in the daycare center.
Excuse me. Let me interrupt here. You really don't have the whole story. The two chief scientists, Sven and Leah, are competing with each other to see who can create the coolest genetically modified dinosaur, GMster.
They're not real dinosaurs, Uncle Monty. How many times do we have to tell you?
And my name is not Monty. My real name is Darren Blythe. But they insist on calling me Uncle Monty because I'm from corporate. Monsanto. I'm responsible for their funding. It wasn't my idea to open up the park. This was supposed to be one of our fauna division labs, nothing more. And now they've taken it to a new level.
On the other hand, you have to admit, Monty, it's a brilliant idea to open it up to the public. What's the point of a contest if no one can watch?
We've got a great game plan to win. Well, you already saw the goat snake in the lobby. It's not as big as their giraffe lizard, but when people get up close and see that horned goatee face, it blows them away.
Did you see that family of Bible thumpers react to it? They ran out of here so fast. Leah is no match against Sven in this contest.
What about Sven's flying shark with eagle wings? He thought it would be a winged monster to out pterodactyl a pteranodon, but the poor thing never got off the ground. It flopped around, gasping for breath.
What about your attempts at a unicorn, a fat, very ugly horse with a penis knob in the middle of its face? The thing looked at itself in the mirror and wanted to commit suicide in shame. It was lucky it died so soon.
That's always the problem. Most of them don't even last a week.
Like little kids, they could go on for hours about whose bioengineered monstrosities are the best. But the real test came when the visitors arrived and got the chance to vote on different categories.
Some of those categories, cutest, scariest, most dinosaur-like, and the overall most impressive one, the one that draws the biggest crowds and the tourists, the guests get to decide.
Speaking of tourists, here comes some now.
Corey and Dade are at the turnoff, almost done getting the black iron letter straight on the sign. Two white SUVs come down the road and make the turn to the park.
Don't they know it's not open yet? At least we got most of the sign up. Just need to flip up the P in the park.
Otherwise, the P looks like a D. Cretaceous dark. Maybe we should leave it the way it is. Some of what you Einsteins have cooked up in there is extremely dark.
We leave Corey and Dade to their conversation and instead follow the SUVs up to the 2-mile recently paved road through sloping woods to the parking lot. Bardrick and Elspeth, along with the Reverend and others, climb out.
The doors are unlocked!
Excuse me, can I help you? We're not quite open yet.
Okay, Bodrick, lead us to it.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special bulletin alert. A religious freedom rally has been scheduled at the following site, Cretaceous Dark, 120 miles south of Portland, Oregon.
I've already got the warning picked up by our allies. You're on in 5 seconds, Abner!
Fake Amusement Park, attempts to trick and lure Christians who are going to the nearby Creationist Park. Here is Reverend Abner Allsworth, chief organizer.
Hello, fellow Christians. We need all able-bodied Christians from the Pacific Northwest and beyond to come and protest this place. This is a new low for the secular left to build this anti-Christian center mere miles from our family-friendly Bible theme park.
You are certainly right about that, Reverend. And you are inside this place right now.
That's right. What we're seeing here is truly evil.
It's over there. Satan is over there.
Surely we're in the pits of hell. Look at that thing.
Careful there. Don't get too close to that glass case.
This is beyond evil. And to put it so close to our beloved creationist park.
We didn't even know about your theme park until earlier today when this couple showed up.
That's a lie! You built this place deliberately to trick and lure in confused travelers headed to our sanctuary. You even call it something similar to Creation Park.
Now who would do such a wicked thing? To play such a horrible trick on the unsuspecting people.
Something like putting one of your pro-life so-called crisis pregnancy centers right next to an abortion clinic, perhaps. But in this case, we didn't even know you existed. It's a coincidence.
How do you know? There are no coincidences in the eyes of the Lord, only good and evil.
I told you, it's over there. Satan!
The asp with the ram's head. That one was my idea. Don't let Sven tell you any different. Where the hell is Sven?
Almost there, Jill. Just keep them occupied.
Ah! It looked at me! Help! Help!
Satan! Ambrose has been possessed!
Watch it! Don't get close to that spider case! Oh! Oh, fuck!
Shit! Someone just knocked over the Phonotria case!
I told you we shouldn't keep it out here!
Ambrose!
Watch out for that spider! Don't let it bite you!
I think it just nipped both of them.
Both the Reverend and Ambrose have been bitten lightly by the huge spider before scrambling away from it. The spider steps carefully through the pieces of broken glass while the human beings spread out to keep away from it.
What a sight! Over half a dozen average-sized people running away from a spider. Sure, it was a large, hairy spider with a body about an inch and a half and a leg span of 5 inches, but really, this creature weighed a few ounces and it was actually quite comical to watch the people run away from it.
You don't know what you're talking about, Uncle Monty. The Phonotria is the world's most venomous spider.
You've been bitten! You need medical treatment.
No! You stay away from us!
We need prayer. Come on, flock. Back out to the parking lot to wait for our supporters.
What's going on?
We just got back from fixing the sign. What's up with the people outside?
The Phonotria got out. They knocked over its case.
That spider over there? Why don't you stomp on it?
No! You know how hard it was to get one? And the cost?
That's a Brazilian wandering spider.
What's going to happen to those two guys who got bit? Are they going to die?
Not everyone who gets bitten dies. But we should try to give them the antidote.
We can't do that if they don't want it. The other symptom from a bite is priapism.
Priapism? What's that? Can't you guys stick with English?
Priapism is a sustained erection that could last for many hours. Like when some croaker overdoses on Cialis.
And that's a bad thing?
Meanwhile, out in the parking lot, Reverend Allsworth and his right-hand man Ambrose are in great pain.
Oh, maybe we should go to the hospital.
It's the devil's work, I tell ya. Look at what it's done.
And to me, too. Abner, what it's done to my loins is even worse than the pain. The devil has a grip on my loins.
What has it done to you? Ambrose? Reverend?
The evil of sin in our loins. Look at what it's done.
Bardrick notices the bulge in the Reverend's slacks. Ambrose has his hands over his groin. Just like God, the devil works in strange and mysterious ways.
you wait, their erections will soon become so painful they'll have to take off their pants.
It'll take these guys a while to figure that out because of their hang-ups with their bodies. Who wants to place bets on which guy goes first? Bad comb-over religious dude or mustard color polyester suit religious dude?
And as sure as the devil has smote this terrible curse on thee, the word of the Lord will prevail.
Like that's going to help. Waving that cross in the air. Don't these idiots know it's the 21st century?
You shouldn't be so hard on them. Sometimes people need something to believe in. Helps them comprehend the world.
That's all fine, but what about when they convince their followers to believe in the wrong things, like climate change is a hoax? They hold up progress.
They don't care if the world gets destroyed. When that happens, they think Jesus will tractor beam them up to the heavens in the rapture, and yet their fiction helps substantiate false beliefs that can actually destroy all of us, if nothing is done about it.
I don't think we're any better than them. Look at what we're doing here.
What do you mean, Leah?
They pretend there is God. We pretend we are God. And most of us don't even believe in that stuff.
We're advancing scientific knowledge for a better future.
Perhaps. But we are also playing God. Doesn't that bother any of you?
Why should it? We get paid decently, and we can pretty much do what we want here.
Someone has to play God, since the real one, if he or she exists, is obviously doing a piss-poor job at it.
Maybe you're right. But we need to think about the moral implications of what we are doing here. Or we're no better than the people out there and their imaginary friend.
Meanwhile, out in the parking lot...
We will bring help, Reverend. We will bring protesters to close this place down. We will burn it to the ground.
The Reverend and another devout man have been stricken by the devil's work. Activists of all faiths, we must come together and fight this evil. Abner, we're documenting all this on our cell phones. Ambrose?
No.
Ambrose, where are you?
No. Turn off the phones now. Oh, help me, Lord.
No, turn off the phones now.
Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, people.
An evil so strong as to cause a most devout man to tear off his clothes in shame in public. We must fight.
And then the picture goes black. That's the end of that one. Time for the credits to roll.
That's how you're ending it? That's not a very good ending. No one was even killed by a dinosaur.
Will the religious fanatics stop the place from opening? Will the scientists figure out what they are doing is evil? Will some form of love interest come between a couple of characters to make it more like other dramas?
You mean there's going to be a sequel?
Of course there will be a sequel. Stay tuned to a future Ubu Hour when we bring you Cretaceous Dark, Part 2.
Yes, a sequel. Maybe next month?
I don't know about that. When they get around to it.
This has been the Ubu Radio Drama, Cretaceous Dark, written and produced by Rolf Semperbon. Cretaceous Dark was performed by...
Larry.
Bob.
Phone a Tria.
Phone a Friend.
Leah.
Rolf.
Twilight Calisti.
Arbicours.
Orsons.
Randy Saucepan.
Lynn.
President Bernie Sanders!
I'm Randy Saucepan, and my prepositions are of, through, and above.
My name is Flash Card.
Okay.